The first reading is from the letter of John. Beloved, we have this confidence in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is a sin that is deadly. We know that anyone begotten by God does not sin, but the one begotten by God he protects, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true, and we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Children, be on your guard against idols. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response is the Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song and praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aon near Salem, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him. John answered and said, No one can receive anything except what has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been complete. He must increase and I must decrease. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, let's look at the first reading just briefly, because this is where we get the difference between mortal sin and venial sin. People constantly say, you know, sin is sin, it doesn't matter. But John talks about there's deadly sin. Another word for deadly is mortal. And so he's the one that talks about deadly sin and sin that is not deadly. Then we have to pray for those who are in sin. And that. So this is where we get it. It is scriptural. So please don't even get into the argument about that type of stuff. But what we shouldn't want to sin, period. Whether it's mortal sin, venial sin, we don't want to sin. And we can do that if we become like John the Baptist. John the Baptist was always more concerned about God than he was about himself. And when we become more concerned about God than we are about ourselves, then sin becomes less of a problem because we always want to please him. So the last line of the gospel should be something of our daily mantra, where John says, he must increase and I must decrease. When you and I can finally decide that this whole thing is about Jesus and not about me, when I got to give glory to God, that when people look at me, they shouldn't see me, they should see Jesus living inside of me. That your job, that my job, is to show the world Jesus Christ. Not show the world Father Larry Richards, not show the world whoever is listening to this now. We are called to show the world Jesus. So today, let's make this our daily mantra. He must increase and I must decrease. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.